Only on 102.5 The Phone. Now, from the Autoglass America studios, it's the Mike Calta Show.
I'm gonna whip somebody's head.
It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
I'm gonna whip somebody's head.
You should have been a country singer.
Leave that body alone.
Garth Brooks.
Oh.
How dare you steal my joke? Oh, that's from one of my, maybe, probably not. Maybe it's a hack joke. Yeah,
I've never heard it before, but I did an album called Girth of a Nation, so yeah. It's kind of close. But,
well, maybe I'm a hack.
I did like the Great Gutsby when you had your shirt out.
Who called me the Great Gutsby? Is that what you said?
Yes, yes.
Man, my hearing's going. I wish John was here. He'd tell you. My hearing's really going bad.
When did you, like my brother, you and my brother bond? This is like the fourth time you're like, I wish John was here.
I've said that a lot.
You know, I'm going to start calling your sister.
I love, one of my favorite things in the world to do ever is make you laugh.
Yeah,
I love it more than anything. It's like a parental approval kind of thing because you're very dead inside.
I'm not. Why do you project that onto me? I'm the happiest guy you'll ever meet,
Pete. How dead is he?
Unemotional. I would.
Yeah, okay. Unemotional. They're unemotional.
I wouldn't say dead. Well, a lot of people call unemotional people dead.
I'm very serious. And so like yesterday, I was getting you hard. Like, ooh. I was
how would you do that?
What were you?
From behind.
I was phenomenal. That's
more impressive than making him laugh.
You know, yeah. I was getting you. At one point, you said, "Tell me he's not the funniest guy in the world." And I said, "That's, I've got his button." And John's the same way. John's like your dad, so much like your dad. And he's got this tell look on his face, like a scowl, like a.
Oh yeah.
Hurr.
Like John would be a great CEO. You'd
like if Frankenstein took headshots.
My brother and my father are the same person.
Yeah.
If you tell me something's on October 28th, they start planning for it tomorrow. I start planning on October 27th and a half.
Well, I'll tell you another thing about your family. You also have no... One of the things that's wrong with me is that I... If you tell me, hey, we land tomorrow on shore in Turks and Caicos at 11:30... I like four or five times I go, what time do we land? Does anyone know what time we land?
Right.
You don't ask anyone any time. You go, it's 11:30. And like me and Pete are scrambling. What time do we get on shore? And you're like, guys, it's 11:30. We have to be down soon. You have the information one time and you have all that trickled down.
Yeah, I don't know what. Okay. Everybody panics.
All right. You get it one time. I get it. I got to read it in tea leaves. Okay? Hey, I got a ticket for you. We do? When are we leaving? Now. Great. Okay? Hold on. Hey, we're going to eat.
We did rush you pretty hard. We're like, hey, the excursion leaves in 5 minutes. Are you ready? And you're like, hold on.
Hold on, baby. I got a lot to tuck into these shorts.
Mr. Ralph is asleep.
Asleep.
Yeah. Do not bother Mr. Ralph. Yeah.
Man, yeah. I paid that guy $40. I go, if you let Hoppy in my room one more time. But who's the guy with the mullet, the new creep you brought around? Like the guy with the ear beating.
Evan.
Ear beating.
No, Adam.
Adam.
That guy has woke me up more times. He's seen me more naked than any of these broads. Oh, my God. That's the shit about this trip. It's God damn it. That guy has seen me more naked than any of these women.
And you know what? His waking up technique could be worked on.
Oh my God! What the f did I do?
Whoa, easy! This podcast is going on the air.
Hey, bleep! Hey, right, someone something to do.
Look at the time.
It's 8 minutes after the hour. Hey, by the way, I just letting everybody know this is it's 3:08 a.m. on Wednesday, well, technically Thursday morning.
Yeah,
we're doing a second podcast. Galvin is sleeping. Rob is sleeping. It is me, Ralphie, Bert, Spanish, Joe, Pete, and Dom is here. A whole bunch, JoJo is here. A whole bunch of people all in my room after a long and tough night for some at the casino.
Oh, man.
I didn't know. I was over there being showered with gifts from the casino lady. They bought me bottles of wine.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like
they were killing me tonight with kindness. Meanwhile, at the other end, I could always tell how craps is going by Dom. And Dom was building up. It went from, hey, to ole, ole, ole. And then I hear Bert and Pete, and I'm like, wow, those guys are having a great time.
Did you hear
so
us?
Even though I was winning thousands of dollars tonight,
thousands. I was jealous. At a table, jealous. By the way,
yeah.
He did not want to sit down at.
That's
and
right.
I go, Hey, sit right there. Let's play this. Let's up this a little bit. Let's up it. Let's up it. Boom. He's building a castle out of black chips. A castle. Amanda, if you're listening.
No.
He's got a lot of money. Just look up high on the shelf. It's in the kitchen.
So while that's going down, and Ralphie and I are over there at the one table, the crowd noise goes from a roar to silence, and then everybody comes running over, and there is drama in the casino.
Hold on. Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
You're like my wife telling a story.
I wasn't there.
Mike and I, we saw time in a different frame than you saw. You
right.
were filled with anger. We just see a guy who's got only one, like the second button on his shirt, and his gut, and the shirt is flailing in a fury of Bert. I've known you for 15 years.
No,
I've never
I was
seen
not,
you mad.
I've never not, seen you mad.
Hold on, hold the
you're
phone.
Mad.
That was hold I was phone. Not me. I was mad after they comped me two drinks and I got a buzz. I was not mad originally.
Okay.
I listened. Hold on.
You went there with a buzz. What are you talking about? Like, oh, I just
we
got
all know.
One.
We all know I could not catch a buzz at the dinner.
Even though you had four bottles of wine.
No, I had a couple.
A couple
and a,
of
and
bottles of wine.
And we're being real right now. But I could not catch a buzz at dinner.
That was your big complaint. You couldn't
and
get
was,
a buzz.
I was losing my mind. And then I said, let's go down to the casino. Had a glass of wine. Sat with Pete. Tried. We ran a little bit. Lost 50. Gave my 50 to your brother, who's my new BFF. Then killed my wine, and I said, you know what? I'm going to take a second run at this.
Yep. I took the jacket off.
First guy, for next shooter's right next to me. He rolls a 1-1 on the first roll, hits a .8, then rolls 7, and he's out. And they're like, shooter, would you like the dice? And that is where the story starts.
So Bert steps up.
And I roll what could only be called a roll of totemic proportions.
Totemic? That's not even a word.
I just made it up.
Yep.
It was
like
legendary. It was like the way Zeus must have looked at humans.
Uh-huh.
It was on top of the
down
world.
On us?
I was on top of the world.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What would you say? Pete, be real.
His speedo was a glow.
I've played craps for a long time, and I've never seen that.
It was hardcore, and it was not what the beauty of it was that it was not just hitting the number and hitting the number, you know, on the point. But it was we were all on 6 and 8, hitting 6 and 8,
and then
hitting
the hard ways,
hitting the 5 and the 9. And they told us, play the 5 and the 9. They were so much fun. Two hard ways. They were so much fun. Hit the 5 and the 9. Oh, that's a horn bet? We got a horn bet. You want a $10 yo? Oh, guess who's yo, son? Ice Cube's in the house, baby. It was next level. And I kept, and part of what I do, by the way, totally guilty of this, is a little bit of showmanship. Like, oh, you want a hard four? That's what they said in 8th grade. You know, like, I was taking it to the next level. And we were winning. Like maybe 15, 20 rolls.
At least 15.
At least 15 rolls in a row where we're all making money.
A lot of
when
money.
You say making money, like, what are we talking about at a time?
Are you passing the bets?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Every time, I mean, we were playing probably 20 on the pass line. 8-1 on the hard ways, $5 hards. So I would say if he hit his point on a hard way, probably 100 to 150.
Damn
okay.
It. If I'd have been there betting,
but 10 to 15 rolls.
Yeah, 10 to 15 rolls.
If Ralphie had been there, he'd have been 12 grand
Ralphie,
himself.
You would have lost your mind had you seen
oh my God.
What I'm leading up to. And
oh my
so
God.
And so so the first note is they put all the chips from their thing on the table.
They did anything they could to distract the shooter.
And so Dom says they're trying to cool you. And I'm oblivious. I am literally.
He has no idea.
Dom, come on. Dom, get in this conversation. Come sit over here.
This is my legal counsel.
Yeah.
In all of this, I will never say anything that's not backed by my legal counsel.
I love when my legal counsel is wearing pink shorts.
Absolutely. They put the chips in the trays, and they slide it, and they're doing a chip count in the middle of his roll.
In the middle of a streak.
And I look at everybody, and I said to Bert, I said, they're trying to cool you down.
Right.
Blow through it. And he throws the dice. I was
over,
so proud.
Over the chips?
He threw them right over.
Yeah.
And he, I don't know.
Overhand.
Every time he hit the point, I said, you got to take another button down. So he's got another button down, another button
down. On his shirt, by the way. That's not gambling talk. A button on his shirt.
My goal was to have him naked.
Whose goal? That was all our goal, I believe.
Because if that happens, we're up thousands.
We tried it at dinner. It didn't work, by the way.
It almost worked.
That, leave it to his lawyer at the craps table to get this man undressed. But that's exactly what happened, and then I'll let Bert pick up from there.
They changed dealers, and we say to them, hey, give us one more roll with our last dealer. We were on a run. And she waves her hands, and she looks at the dude. I won't say his name, but she looks at him and just backs off. And then he becomes like the Johnny Appleseed of hate. And so I grab the dice. I take a little spin. I go to roll. I will tell you from my perspective what I felt and saw. He, like, grabbed my hand and knocked the dice down. And he said, no roll. And then he grabbed the dice.
Hold on. He grabbed your hand with his hand?
With his hand. Grabbed my hand. Knocked it down.
Was he a dirty Russian?
He was not. And then he grabbed the dice and looked at them like I loaded them. He started examining them.
Really?
And I went, what are you doing? And he said, no roll. No roll. No roll. I know what you did. And I was like,
he said that? Like, he accused you?
I'm like, what? I go, buddy, you really think I loaded the dice? Like,
how do you do that?
I wouldn't even know how to be a magician and slide one out of my shirt. But I'm sure it does happen in his defense. And I'm being much more generous than he would ever be about his own crimes in this. But he literally looked at them and then said, and I go, you really think I don't know the dice? And everyone was like, whoa, what are you doing?
When you're on a roll, that's the last thing you want.
And there was so much going on at the table. Like, who brings in, Burke goes, are we winning that much money that you need to bring in more chips? They did everything they could to stop the action on the table. So this is what was going on. A new stick man came in. They changed out the other two people on the side. A pit boss was counting with another pit boss standing on top of him. All this was going on, and Bert's throwing the dice over it. So there was a lot of things going on at the table. And then this guy wanted to stop.
Meanwhile,
all
the kids hitting Royal Flushes of the River Kind at the other end over there.
Oh yeah, man.
Oh, by the way, we're taking them to the cleaners at this moment. Yeah. And then I go and I grab the dice and I look around the table really confused and I just roll and it's a seven. And I go and I said to him, and you may need to edit this out, I go, you're a dick. And he went, Nobody. Like real condescending.
I went, no, you are.
Like, we were having a lot of fun, and you just stopped it. You got to realize that energy stops it. And I walked away, and I said, I'm done with it. I don't care. Whatever. In my head, I was like, I was up. I'd done good. It's got to end. But I was like, that's not cool. You can't do that. And that's when Chicago Pete stepped in.
This is what I love
this
best about Pete.
This is what I love about Pete.
I said simply...
Oh, simply.
That's never been said before.
I said loud and aggressively.
Loud and aggressively is an understatement.
I called him that earlier, and he points to the pit boss. He says, he's abusing me. I said, how am I abusing you? He said, you called me an A-ball. I said, what's an A-ball? And I said, your intention was to ruin this round. You wanted to ruin his role. And that was your intention. And so we all said color in, and the entire table, nine of us, all cashed in.
It all our people?
It was all our people. It was Dom, his mother-in-law's boyfriend, Spanish Joey, me, Bert, Galvin was watching, Bob and Diane, and then the two of their friends. So it was all
outside
of our people.
The taste of freeze, baby.
I'm guessing $2,000 just stood up and left. And then he said, you know what? We're done.
And then he said, you can't take the dice off the table. And Bert, for his previous 14, 15 rolls, never took the dice off the table.
You can't pick
the dice up. How do you roll without picking them up?
You do the exact same thing every single time
because
it works.
Right.
I threw them to the exact same spot. I did the exact same three circles. I rolled them in the same place. That's how you gamble. Like, are you out of my mind? Like, you think at one point I'm going to go, I've been doing good. Time to put them in my pocket.
I think you didn't have showtime. That's what really made him mad.
Here's the kicker. Here's the kicker about this whole thing. Is the one that got me blocked is I said, and this was the most grandstanding I did.
Because the point was 10.
The point was 10. The point was 10.
We had hard 10s out, too.
And I had hard 10s out, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, my Showtime special airs November 11th at 10 p.m. Because it should be 11-11-11, but they picked 11-11-10. And so I find that hilarious. I go, at 10 p.m. And I went to throw it, and I went, wait, what happened? So I kept saying to Pete, the best thing that can happen is this guy punches me out, and then this video goes viral of me going, ladies and gentlemen, my special airs on November 11th at 10 p.m. But it was...
So at what point, now the entire casino is filled with security. They're all just roaming around.
Let me slow build
they
to this.
They were, bro.
So what happens first is Pete has a conversation with the pit boss.
I'm sure that works.
And then Pete realizes... You're not the person I need to be talking to. I need to speak above you because you are dismissing
I'm sure
us.
It went just like that. You're not the person I should be chatting with. Can I speak to the person above
yes,
you?
Yes. Is there a
you know what it was?
Duty,
you know what it was? All of a sudden, everybody got amnesia. We didn't see it. We didn't see it.
Just
oh, I didn't
yell,
see it.
Wake
we
up
didn't
the Jenny.
We didn't
wake up the captain. Wake yeah. up.
Nobody saw nothing. I said, well, we would like you to review the tape.
Literally, the captain came up.
Go,
he was like,
go to the tape.
Go ahead.
I said, your stick man hit the dice out of our guy's hand. I said, you can't do that. His whole intention was to stop the momentum of the table. And you guys made four different efforts to try to cool him off. Changed dealers, brought in chips, did everything you could because you guys were getting hammered.
Right.
And then he said he never touched him. I said, he did touch him. He absolutely touched him. Well, we'll have to go look at the tape. Look at the tape. And then they proceeded to look at the tape.
By the way, Diane comes in.
Immediately. Bob and Diane said.
A legit source of energy. We're going like, listen, this is the 10th cruise we've had. This is what we do. It's not about the money. It's about the fun. These guys are having fun, and you take away the fun. They don't want to come on these cruises. How dare you? Like, legit, across the board, like, problematic scenarios to why this shouldn't happen.
And what they say?
They were saying, no tape. I don't know what you're talking about. Right. No tape.
And Mike, how much it takes to get a roll going on craps.
Right.
We've played countless times. We could never get that type of energy. It's just...
And all my gambling, it's happened twice. And I've seen like maybe 15 or 16 twice. But
so
I heard it was like 22.
That could have
so
been.
What,
it
was legit across what'd the board.
What'd they say about the tape? They wouldn't let you see the tape?
Okay. So then, and Bob and Diane kind of took over. And now, at this point, I had not been drinking. I'm perfectly
sober. And by the way,
sober.
I'm not even there. I'm over at the bar, kind of like, I was like, I guess it's done. You had been winning big, and I was like, oh, excited for you because I'm your best friend.
So we knew at this point.
You got me confused with my brother?
Oh, I thought you were John.
At this point, we knew that, you know, there's nothing that could be done financially. They're not going to re-roll or anything like that or keep the streak going.
So I
went Mike Helter. You ready?
Do?
This is where Mike Helter was standing on my shoulder and whispering in my ear, you have to embarrass him now. You have to figure out a way to embarrass this guy.
That was the truth. And by the way, that's in my head also.
Yeah. So we can't knock the guy out. So right. How do we embarrass him? We can't give him the open hand Tom Kelt to slap. That's not going to work.
Now, it should be noted
that
Pete by this time had gotten the head pit boss who had come over and said to me, I watched the tape and you raised the dice out of the table.
And nobody hit you.
And nobody hit me.
Nobody touched you.
And I went, you're wrong. And she went, excuse me? And I said, you didn't watch the tape. And I looked in her eyes, and I knew she was lying. She goes, I said, no, you didn't watch the tape. And I said, everyone around here saw the same thing. You didn't watch the tape. And I said, listen, I said to her very plainly, and this is a brag, allow it to happen, it pays off, everybody. I go, I'm on TV.
It
pays off. So
I'm sure
good.
It does.
Especially on the Travel Network.
Right.
I said, I work for Travel Channel. I've been on Carnival Cruises a lot. Maybe we need to edit that out, mark that down.
No.
I've been on Carnival Cruises a lot. I've worked with the company. The last thing you want anyone to hear is that a person who loves to travel, who's a comedian, who would be on these ships, is saying,
who reaches thousands and thousands of people a year,
would call a foul on the way you gamble, that it's not legit across the board,
right,
or above the board, that you guys cheat. And I said, don't do that. I said, look, I'm telling you, I got nothing to gain here. I go, I had a really good time. It was a great way to get knocked out. I got a great story about it. But like, something needs to happen. So a couple drinks is cool. Or like him just saying, hey, I'm sorry I did it. And she went, no, that didn't happen. And I went, you need to go back and watch the tape.
And the focus shift. So initially it was It was Bert made a bad roll and he took the dice off the table, which was their first complaint. That never happened.
Yeah.
Then it was all about the guy hitting Bert or touching Bert, and she said that never happened.
That never happened.
And then the focus became what was next was you guys are you're lying to us. And we said, so she said, she agreed to go back and watch the tape.
That's
again.
Where I dug my heels in the ground. I go, you can't tell me I'm lying. I know I'm not lying.
Bert asked to show us the tape, and they wouldn't
I go, I need to see this tape then. Because I go, listen, if we're, Pete and I both said this. If we're lying, we'll say we're sorry to everybody.
Absolutely, we'll shake 100%. And we'll go lose another grand probably.
But you're lying.
Why wouldn't they just come out and apologize and just end everything right there?
It's too
amazing.
Easy.
It's amazing. So then she goes back. She comes out.
10 minutes. Took her a while.
Makes a beeline to
us. Oh, she dragged him in, too, because we saw him go in.
She drags him in by the ear and says, I'm so sorry.
She apologized to you?
I'm so sorry. I've now watched the tape, and clearly he hits your hand. Clearly he stops your roll. By the way, I'm legally, whatever I'm saying, I'm paraphrasing from whatever drunk moment
right,
I had.
Right.
But, like, he legally, like, clearly he hits your hand. He stops your roll. I'm so sorry. How can we compensate this?
Now, that wasn't good enough for me.
Okay, no. It never is, Pete.
I said, it's not about him hitting the hand. I said, my question to you is, should he or should he not have stopped the roll? She didn't want to answer it. And she said, we're sorry he hit your hand. I said, should he or should he not have stopped the roll? She says, no, he should not have stopped the roll. I said, that's what we want to hear from him.
Yeah. Now, hold on 1 second, okay? Mark the time. Now, here's where gets involved. Can we talk about this?
Yeah. Just don't go out of your way to say his name. Just say.
Here's where a third-party individual gets involved. Now, I told them earlier.
Does he look like a less sexy version of me?
Yeah, like he was in Superman 3.
I like that
3.
Roman beard he's got now.
Yeah, like Zod.
Like so he's 350.
I said to them. Listen, the complication of this matter earlier is that I am on TV, and I'm a comedian, and I'm here with 300, 400 people that are fans of mine and this radio show. You don't want this PR drama on your hands, not on your cruise. I said that to them. So they come up to apologize to us, and all I say to her is, to this woman's name, I don't remember her name, don't say it, but I said, all I need is just an apology of like, hey, man, I blocked you. I'm sorry. It was the wrong thing to do. Like, because it's messed with
something. Yeah.
And he just comes up and he goes, it was an accident. And I said, no, it wasn't. And I look at her like confused. I go, hold on, I thought he was going to apologize.
Right,
no,
he's been a dick.
He's saying it was an accident. I go, that's not what we agreed on. Like, we agreed that you saw the video.
And say, hey, it was an accident. I'm sorry I didn't mean to hit your hand. Apologize.
He wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do it. Now, the third party individual was over to the side recording because obviously I'm on TV. This is an interesting matter. I'm double-fisting vodka
Nobody
sodas.
Nobody knows where it was headed.
Yeah, no. Right. Yeah,
protect ourselves.
And he starts going, it was an accident. I didn't do anything wrong. And we're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. And now Pete starts going, like you can see the blood on his face.
I love it when Pete gets the heat.
He just, and I think, now I'm broad-stroking this, but like at one point I go, hey, buddy, all you had to do is say you're sorry. That's all you had to do is just go, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. That's your money. I understand that. And then, and I would have been cool. And I just go, you know what? I look at the girl. I go, I'm done with this. And I walk away. And Pete is not done.
He was
our side note. Was he Indonesian?
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. He was the first part of Indonesian, the India side.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So he said, I said, so what are you sorry for? He says, I'm sorry for hitting his hand. I said, I don't care about that. You have admitted that. It's on film. I want you to apologize for stopping the play. You stopped the play when you shouldn't have. I feel I'm right. I should have stopped the play because he held the dice too long. I defer back to the pit boss. I said, you just said. She goes, no, he's wrong. I said, she's telling you you're wrong. Who's right? Who's wrong?
What did he say?
He said, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have stopped the play.
Oh, he did apologize.
He did. And I shook his hand. I said, that's all I wanted.
But by the way,
we should have yanked him down by his hand.
I wanted to so.
This is all on tape. The majority of it, because the second it starts going, a hand comes up and they say, stop recording, stop recording. And third party individual says, are you telling me to stop recording? Or are you asking me to stop recording? And they go, we're asking you. And he goes, then we're not done.
Oh, really?
And he films the whole thing. So he films the whole thing.
Oh, third party individual just walked in the room. Oh, this could be better. Oh, I'm getting so hammered.
Allegedly.
So,
Fat Leonidas.
Third party individual beelines to the bar. We all split up. They realize now the ball is in our court.
Completely.
Now, also, he can't. The rule is you can't video in the casino.
It's great when your attorney asks, where is that posted? Show me.
Oh, boy. Oh.
I would like to see it.
It's good to travel with the attorney, I'll tell you. Man. Oh,
remember
note to self. Always try to
remember the old judge?
Yep.
The one to start crap last time?
So they said to me, he's a judge, and he went to file charges. I said, that's my attorney. Have him talk to him right there.
Yeah, right.
So we have the upper hand now because the boat notifies Dom that they have no legal counsel on board.
Okay. Hold on. We should say that the hero run of Dom is him stopping me from going from table to table going, do not gamble with this guy. He's venom. Dom goes, Bert, I wouldn't be doing that. Mm-hmm. This is how they kick you out of casino. He's a cooler. It was.
Talk to me about where. So Dom, did they say? Why did they acknowledge that they had no counsel?
Because they said it's a legal matter, and that if the video was not destroyed,
well, she comes over. She comes over to our group. Said woman, and comes up to me and says, you need to delete your video right now. And I looked at her.
What, are we in the White House?
I didn't consent for you to video me.
Yeah, and I said
we weren't videoing you.
I said to her, I go,
we're in international waters.
I'm sorry.
There's no consent.
I go, who do you think you're talking to? And she said,
where's that
you.
Posted?
Real aggressive. And I go, you're being really aggressive. Oh. I didn't do anything. And she goes, excuse me? And I said, I was the person you were talking to. Did you see a phone in my hand videotaping you? And she went, well, no. And I said, well, then please don't approach me like that. I'm the person the atrocity happened to.
Yeah, by the way, there's 9,000 cameras in here. We don't ask you to stop videotaping.
Yeah, and I was like, you're being really aggressive. And then she goes, but someone videotaped me. And I looked at her and I go, I told you this would happen. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like,
here it comes.
I told you, I'm famous. It's all over your face now. You can't wipe it off. It keeps mating. And I was like, And then I walk over to you, and I tell you, third-party individual might get arrested. And then I walk back by her, and she is livid. How dare someone record me out without my permission? And I go, and I look at her in front of her other guy, and I go, I told both of you, this should have stopped when I told you I was on TV.
Uh-huh.
I go, I'm on TV. I'm a comedian. If I get pulled over by security, people are going to start recording.
Sure.
I go, it's out. I go, it's gone. It's on Facebook.
Where it's on TMZ.
It's all over the place. Dude. I go, I'm double fisting vodkas. Mm-hmm. And I saw the panic cross her eyes, and she was like, what? Mm-hmm. And I said, it's gone. I said, you have Wi-Fi on this boat. That video has disappeared.
Uh-huh.
I go, yeah, good luck. And she went, wait. And then she walked away real panicked. And I told the guy, so I said, get ahead of this bus. We're going on radio and talking about this tomorrow. And he went, huh? And I was like, you know what? All the guy had to do was say, I'm sorry I did that. That's all he had to do.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you,
I'm having a great time on this cruise, and usually I'm the first one to complain about Carnival. The cruise itself has been a ball. But the people that work here are a bunch of dicks.
Staff is awful.
They're miserable. Well, I don't blame them.
I like my man Coronado.
I don't blame them. They're slaves.
Like
they're
Filipino.
They put a chain around their ankles and leave them here at night.
No, I'm sure that they don't do that.
That's the way they
behave.
Make them row.
That's the way they behave.
I like to point out that they don't do that.
Trust me, I'm saying. They are acting like they do not want to be here.
Yeah, they do not. They do not enslave their staff.
Not one person has been like, I'm so happy to be on Carnival Cruises.
Right. It's not.
The guy's name was that was our dealer, who I've been all night. So anyway, let's go back to third party.
So third party.
Third party, you want to jump in here? <I
don't know. laughs> Third party. Did you walk away with the video? So do we have this for Bone TV? Excuse me, award-winning Bone TV? Do we have this for that when we get back?
By the way, I just...
Legally, you should write this moment down.
It is on Pete's phone right now.
So we do...
I just want to say, by the way, this is a complete aside, but I am so happy to be right now on the number one morning show in the Tampa Bay area. I am on the number one station in the area, number one personality in the area, number one webcast, Bone TV, in the Tampa area.
Keep going. Yeah. How's the number one afternoon show as well? As
yeah, but that's Drew.
People of Tampa Bay.
Let's leave Drew up where he's at. Okay, good for Drew. All right, get another fat guy to plug your stuff. All right, I'm just saying, it's an honor to be here. All right?
The honor is yours. Yes, thank you.
Go ahead.
It's by the way, you didn't have that much money in one night.
Thank you to everybody who voted for us in Creative Loafing. We for the first time, we're not there to go to the award show, but John Brennan went and Drew went, and we won Station of the Year. We won Personality. We won Best Morning Show, Best Afternoon Show. Drew won, for some reason, Best Podcast. I think he just didn't want Hoppy to get the award. That's fantastic. We also, Drew, I think, won Best Twitter Follower.
Johnny
B won Comedian of the Year. And Bone TV, the innovator, Pap Joe, won Best Internet Broadcast Show or whatever it was. So,
Pap, can we order some pizzas?
Pap.
Of course. Like, can we order pizzas in here or something?
It's 3:30 in the morning on Thursday morning. We're doing this podcast, second one in a 24-hour period. I'm not gonna lie. We started this podcast. We had four girls in the room, and while it was going on, we're down to just us dudes.
Hoppy's still here?
No, man. Hoppy left.
Yeah, he was like, no one more to rape here, so time to go.
Hoppy is so distraught because I guess the girl that he tried to hook up with that we talked about, you weren't here for that. Uh-huh. We talked about that on the first day, the one that he made out with. Uh-huh. I guess it got back to her from land. All you rat bastards on land who ratted us out.
Blocking,
yeah, so now they told her, and now she's really mad at Hoppy. So Hoppy's never getting any ass.
Following her around all night, and I was like, "Let it go." And
he's like,
"I'm working on it, bro."
And he kept going, "It's a wash." And I'm like, "I don't think you know what that means."
It's
a wash.
I'll follow her around all night.
Yeah. In the heat of all of that chaos going on, and pit bosses, and films, and videos, Hoppy comes up to me, "Hey, dude, are you a good wingman?"
What?
Hoppy, we're about to get kicked out of the casino.
Off the boat. Yeah. He's in the Brig.
Brig. Third party.
Brag's what Bird did. Okay. Special.
Let's tighten up the end of this story, right? No?
Okay, so somebody's got this on video, and the security lady is pitching a fit. The lawyer says that we don't have to, there's nothing posted. So we know that she knows that we have it on video. Then what happens? She first accuses you, and then they trace down who actually has the video.
Very quickly, everyone tries to figure out their airdrop on their iPhone.
Did somebody airdrop it to you?
How do I airdrop this?
Oh, my God, that's
hilarious.
How do
I airdrop this? It is like a panic rush as I go. It's literally okay, she says
it
to
was
me,
like, you
know, how dare you? And then she walks away and I turn and go, hey, somebody airdrop it to me.
Okay, you know in the movies when they're like, they stick the floppy disk in and they're waiting, they're watching the bar, and they're waiting for it to
just
get to 100%.
Finally,
so Don comes over, I go, Don, I need 2 more minutes. Stall, talk to us. Because they're huddled over there, and we're, whatever you call him, the third party, and all of us were talking and we're huddling, and I'm looking, and I have it down like this, and Galvin, I go, Galvin, look how much time we have left. And he's like, he goes, almost there. And then when they see 100%, we're like, good, go. I don't care what you do now.
So the best part is I'm talking to the pit bosses this time as I see them clearly receiving the video. And then I go, do you want me to just take care of this? And they were like, yeah. And I go, hold on 1 second. And I walk up to...
Did you remind them that you're on TV?
Third party person. I did.
Mm-hmm.
I must have said... It was so obnoxious. I got to the point where I was like, I stopped caring. But I was like, I told you, this would bite you in the ass.
I'm
and then
so
I go,
famous. People are videotaping right
you're
now.
You're looking at the next Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
That's 43 already. And I said, let me just talk to him. And I walked up I walk up to third party and I say, I wave my hand. I go, erase it. And he's already clearly like oblivious in this conversation. And he's like, I've already said it to someone else. And I was like, what? And then he just walks past me. He's like, not you. To the guy, just you. I don't want to show my whole life to everyone, only because there's pics on it. And he showed her.
by the way, you can't say that. There's intimate photos.
Oh man.
And he just made her watch a parade of intimate photos.
Oh really?
Before he deleted it.
Oh.
He was like, "There's not that one."
Did she thumb comment?
Thumb through. Not that one. Not that one.
Did she comment on any of them?
She was like, "Not bad in my country. There's more skin, but whatever."
That is strange.
She goes back gagging like.
What did you see, Marie?
She has like,
lots
gone.
Of
it's gone.
Lots of pictures of beans.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah.
He's a really good guy.
The video has gone quite impressive.
Oh, it was so great.
What made me nervous was the guy because he was a Russian and he was stone cold face. He had no emotion. And
meanwhile, I'm at the window trying to get my money. And I literally had to wait like 7 minutes for them to release my cash. She had to count it out, then somebody had to come approve it, and then they had to print it out.
That's when
like,
you know you won a lot.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Michael won something.
You guys are over there fighting, and they're like, "Mr. Mike, can we buy dinner for you and your wife?" I'm like, "My wife's not here. How about give you an extra bottle of wine?" I'm like, "All right, I love you people." This is on top of the free drinks that they gave me on the first night. I'm like, "This is the best cruise ever."
You know Pete wasn't leaving without some sort of negotiation out of this whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
So they said, "Well, what can we do for you?" I said, "Well, the only thing you can do, I think you should give us drink cards for everyone at the table for the rest of the cruise."
And what did they say?
Bob and Diane are going to negotiate that in the morning with the head guy that Bob knows.
Oh, brother.
And then the best was these.
Let Bob know. Bert's on TV. Let him know.
Oh, yeah.
These Goombas walk out to the elevator, and I go, "Hey, guys, what are you doing?" And they all have
their jackets over their face like it's Goodfellas.
Like they're being let out of federal court.
Each other. Yeah. With jackets over their face. I go, "Oh, I'm walking away. I want to be." And then I go outside.
Discussing RICO laws.
But I think they're overreacting. I was like, "Guys, it's going to be fine." And Pete's like, "Jack and everybody's going to talk to us. Jack and everybody's going to talk to us." And so then I go back to the bar. I have a drink. And someone goes, "They're being flanked by 4 security guards." There were security guards.
At this point. We're marked, right? Anything we're doing,
I know.
We're outside. They're telling us you can't be outside.
I'm at the Wheel of Fortune slot machine, and guys are just walking around me in circles. I'm like, I'm not even with those guys. I don't know what's going on. I'm wearing a pink jacket. What are you worried about?
I know.
They tell us we can't be outside. We go inside. You can't smoke in here. What do you mean? Everyone's smoking. Oh, you can't smoke cigars here. Everything we did, they told us you couldn't do.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This boat's filled with dicks tonight. Well, at least everybody got out okay.
Made it safe. Good.
I said to them at one point, I go, "The truth is, you're going to lose at one point." I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew
the
that
roll was
going
to come to an end eventually.
Yeah, the roll's going to come to an end. Sadly, I'd much rather come to an end this way with a great story, and I feel like the system's against me, and I didn't lose. You know, like, I'm not the moron.
They ruined the perfect game.
I have a reason to walk away from the table. And I go, "I'd rather this. If he apologized, it's a wash." Hoppy didn't know what that means. It's a wash. And I go, "I had a good time. All I want him to say is like, yeah, I did it."
Yeah.
But he wouldn't.
Well,
he wouldn't.
Listen, at the end of the day, it makes for a great story. This will be the great caper of Calda Cruise number 10. Nobody, by the way, we still got some. This is our last podcast, but nobody's died.
What?
Nobody's dead.
Yeah. Last podcast?
I'm sure. Still
it's going to air on Friday morning.
You're not dead.
Really?
Yeah, Ralphie, we thought Ralphie was dead a couple times.
Oh, hey, guys, no. Ralphie May is on the cruise.
Oh, really? Really?
Hey, Ralphie.
Ralphie.
You got the Billy Madison Award of the week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Least seen on the cruise.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say Mascara. Okay.
Yeah, no, we're going to do the awards. We'll have all that information when we get back, and I'm sure we'll have plenty of video for Bone TV, award-winning Bone TV, by the way. I don't know, man. We got a lot of categories to come up with, and we're going to close the cruise with the comedy show. We've got Rob is going to perform in front of two real comedians for the first time. The pressure is on. And then Ralphie and Bert, yes.
I saw the guys that are working tonight. Ooh.
Cruise comedians?
Ooh, man.
You know them?
I know Vince Morris from 1996 when he was the headliner.
Vince Morris is on this boat?
Yeah. Yeah, that just did that to me, too. Yeah.
Reno is Collier?
No, Reno's not on
Who's
here.
Who's the other one?
But he does it.
My Reno's not doing cruises, is he?
Yeah. Ooh, buddy.
And my buddy Tommy Drake. My buddy John
Wesley.
I know
Tommy Drake.
Yeah. All these guys are cruise
Vince
kings.
Vince Morris is on this cruise?
What?
Vince Morris.
Is that the last stop? Yeah.
Is this the equivalent of like me doing a public access show?
No, it's not. It's not. It is not. The only thing for us, I'd say that in defense of these guys, because cruises are paying better and they're allowing more opportunity. The only problem that I think Ralphie and I would cringe at is
it'll be clean.
Having to do a PG show.
Right.
Like being forced, being told what to do.
Right.
And I know, I can promise you that Vince and whoever else, Tommy Drake, everyone on the cruise,
yeah,
we all are back shudder it going like, it's a PG show. Now, look, if you just perform PG, like Gary Goldman could do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Like, he
yeah.
couldn't do a PG show for children, but he could do a clean show.
Talk about yeah. cookies.
But like for the most comics, you just want to go up and just riff and do whatever you want to do.
Man, for me, it's, but for the grace of God, go I, you know? Yeah. I mean, that's what it really is. It's like, I could be in this hell all the time.
Yep.
And this is my only... You know, these guys
are
for 6 nights a week.
It's worse because they make these comedians get off at ports and fly yeah. out and then go. Oh, that's yeah. ridiculous.
Vince just came in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And then he'll do these two nights. And then I know this because Vince is based out of Toledo, Ohio.
It's in Ohio.
He's based out of Ohio. And I was just talking about it. And
he's
doing it. He's great. By the way, it's a misnomer to say that a cruise comic is not a great comic.
That's not
because
anymore,
he's
man.
Him and Reno Collier, who were on the last cruise together,
yeah.
are great. And the cruise bookings have gotten better. George Lopez.
Yeah, George Lopez
does a lot of the bookings. Chris Rock is doing bookings.
Wow.
Through his company, from what I overheard someone say on the cruise, but they're great comics. The problem is they're great comics if you go to the late show. Those early shows.
Man,
you may think,
right.
What?
I've had, one of the reasons I've been playing camp out in the suite and listen to everything on CNN, because it's the only channel that's new,
mm-hmm.
okay, is because people are like, when is your show? If I could pull a show off here, I would do it Friday night and make so much money, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All these white people, an excursion to the Spotlight Lounge, okay?
Yeah.
They would all come and running. Dude, we could make so much money.
I couldn't do it.
Why?
I legit couldn't do it. I don't have it in my act. I don't have the ability.
No, you can do anything you want to do.
I couldn't do PG. I could not.
And you're not going to. It would just be our show.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, we could make so much money, Bert. So much money.
I know. I thought about doing calling sick to work shows every morning. But it turns out I don't wake up in mornings.
Yeah, it's not the most fun thing to do, is it? Well, we are pretty much done. Thank you both. Thank you, Ralphie. Thank you, Bert, not only for coming on the cruise and hanging out with everybody, but for sitting in on the podcast, and Bert for sitting in on like five of them this week. And
well,
then
we're neighbors, so.
We are neighbors.
There's no way you guys start talking and I don't hear it in my bed, and I go, something's going on. Old FOMO Bert has to come over.
Thank you for the big casino caper of Calta Cruise number 10, which will go down in infamy. Still not over. We'll keep you abreast of the situation as things develop on social media. And then we are going to announce when we get back in. We've already got 11 in the books, and we already got the dates. We already got the places. We've already got the special guests lined up. And these people on the ship are going to be the first to find out on Saturday or on Friday. And then we will tell you when we get back on Monday. And thank you to everybody. Thank you to Dom. Thank you to JoJo.
My special airs November 11th at 10 p.m.
I heard.
Oh, wait, are you hitting my hand?
Horton. 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 Bert Kreischer, ladies and gentlemen.
Horton.
On Showtime.
You know he's on TV.
Yeah, Showtime.
Yo, 11, Horton.
It is the Mike Calta Show. We turn it back over to Ian and Johnny B at the top of the hour. Excuse me, award-winning. Comedian Johnny B. We will see you guys in a couple of days back on land. It's 102.5 The Bone.
Real raw radio. The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.